This call is being recorded.
Let yourself breathe even deeply. Please mute your phone, whoever that is. Just focus on your breathing. As you take in a deep breath, breathing in the breath of life. And exhaling out any tension, stress, negativity. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus on relaxing and letting go. You take another deep breath in and breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light and exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention at your chakra centers in your etheric body and focus on visualizing all of the chakras. Again, as we keep hearing, there are 12 chakras, but only 8 at this point have been activated by those of the light forces or the light working community. Although, of course, there are some that can and have activated others as well. But for our purposes, 8 chakras. Starting from the bottom up, first chakra at the base of the spine, red, color red. Second chakra, orange. Third, yellow. Fourth, blue-green. Just above the fourth, the high heart center, magenta. Fifth, in the throat area, sky blue. Sixth, the middle of the forehead, the third eye, purple or indigo. And the seventh chakra at the top of the head, the crown chakra, gold or violet or silver. And the eighth chakra, approximately a foot above the head, pure brilliant white. See all chakras now in their respective colors and the vibration of the chakras, not the spinning, although the spinning does create vibration, but the colors themselves also create vibration. So as you intensify the colors within your chakras, you intensify the vibration as well, raise the vibration. You see the colors as brilliant, bright, bright red, bright orange, bright yellow, etc. And feel the resonating vibration within them as well. Know that they are electrically charged, and you can actually feel that electrical vibration within each of the chakras if you focus on it. Let the chakra centers now come alive within you. See them more as just a figment of your imagination, but as a reality that is even more so than your physical form. Your physical form is finite. Your chakras your etheric body is infinite. Feel that vibration, and then also become aware of the spinning of the vibration, or spinning of the chakras, as they spin clockwise and counterclockwise. They spin clockwise to send energy out from the etheric body, and counterclockwise to bring energy in. Now, as you had become aware earlier of the violet flame within you, feel it now, encompassing your entire physical body, as well as your astral and your etheric bodies. Feel engulfing your bodies in the violet flame, the burning flame, as it burns out all the old programming. The chakras themselves are what holds that programming, what holds those memories. See the violet flame now purging out all the old memories that hold that old programming. Programming that no longer works within you, the awakened ones. See it being purged away. Literally see the fleeting images from the past just filtering or floating away. They have no more control over you. Come to believe that, and it will become so. Now, feel the energies rising within you, and the violet flame expanding and growing as it expands beyond your physical body now, expanding out further and further and further all around you. Whatever room you are in, wherever you find yourself, see that violet flame expanding and growing. So it expands out beyond the building you're in, or wherever you find yourself. Then to the village or town or city, expanding, growing. Visualize it, encompassing or engulfing more and more the surrounding area wherever you are, wherever your physical body is right now. See it expanding and growing. Beyond the town, beyond the city, beyond the state, beyond the country, and across the oceans in all directions. Now let yourself literally lift out from your physical body, exiting out through your third eye as you've come to learn how to do. Just let yourself move up to a point high above the Earth's atmosphere, the Earth, and seeing now the violet flame as it expands, just as you have been expanding it with your mind. See it engulf the entire Earth, burning away all the old programming, the collective programming now, not just your individual program, but the collective consciousness, and replacing that old programming is the new higher consciousness that is coming, has been coming, and still continues to come from the galactic central sun of the universe as waves of energy. Waves of higher frequency energy, gamma light, is penetrating through the forces that have attempted to hold it back, but can no longer hold it back. And this gamma light now continues to enter the Earth's atmosphere, striking the Earth, wave after wave after wave, and merging with the violet flame now, and expanding and growing across the planet as a tsunami of love. And that final wave, the one that is the event, great solar flash that precedes the changeover here on the planet, precedes the ascension process or the full ascension, the ascension of which all of you are in that first wave right now, in that process, waiting this great event to catapult you into the higher frequencies permanently. As a result of all of these waves of energy increasing consciousness across the planet, bringing love, bringing light back into the planet, and in totally eliminating all darkness, see the result and effects of that now, as people coming together, rather than separating away from each other, coming back together, clasping hands, hugging, no longer afraid of passing on pathogens or anything like that. For there will be no more pathogens, no more viruses, no more sickness, no more disease. Ease is nothing but being out of balance with all of nature. And as mankind, as man's consciousness, has been out of balance with nature, that is changing now more and more. Those of the dark forces have attempted to bring that disease, that out of balance situation, understanding that that leads to more and more control for them. But that control is now fading. Fading away. No longer be a part of your lives. This is the changeover that we speak of. This is in the happening right now. In these moments, the higher vibrational frequencies here, it has already occurred. And the third dimensional illusion is fading away rapidly now. Even though it does not appear to be so at times, those of you that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, understand that as you look at these things and utilize your discernment and feel the resonance in the truth within, then you have moved beyond all of this illusion. And for you, the illusion is fading rapidly if you allow it to do so. And now everyone, find your way back toward your physical body. Come back in. Feel those energies though now, the new programming. new consciousness. Feel it as you move back into your physical body. Merge back in. And your heart is open to allow for these energies to move freely through your bodies now. Passing through any blockages that might be there within the various meridians in your body. Pushing through blocks, programming blockages, memory blockages. Similar to what would happen when you use acupuncture to open up those meridians. Well, you can do so without the use of acupuncture. You can use crystals. You can use your own mind power, as the mind is the builder. You can use the heart space opening, and opening all of those meridians. Simply with your visualization, seeing light, filaments, light moving through your body, through any that would be blocks. Pushing through and opening up those meridians, opening up those avenues of expression within you. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am your Saint Germain. And I come at this time with a message. Yes, we come with messages each and every week for all of you. But there are times when we come with messages that you may not have heard of before. Or if you have heard them, they did not resonate with you. This message is for all of you that are on this call, as well as all of you that will resonate with these words after. The message is to be at peace, to be at oneness within yourself, to feel the love that all of us, all of those that are mentoring to you, are sending you now. In this moment, right this moment, sending you love, sending you peace, sending you tranquility. For in these raucous times, when everything seems to be going to hell, those of you look out and realize that it is yet but only the illusion of darkness, the illusion of turmoil, the illusion of disruption. As you already know, those of the dark forces are masters at misdirection. But we, those of us, the ascended ones, the galactic forces, we are also able to use that as well. And we do that at times. So what seems to be everything going into turmoil, and those of the dark forces believing that they are winning the battle, we of the forces of light are turning that around and misdirecting them. And in many cases, misdirecting all of you at times. For you are not seeing fully what is happening in the background, what is happening behind the scenes. Yes, some of you are seeing this. At times, but the full ramifications of God's plan is not being shown forth yet at this point. But it is coming. As you have heard of announcements, they are beginning to percolate now, beginning to come to the surface more and more. And very shortly, there will be several announcements that will come to the surface and will be undeniable by many. Even yet, many of those that are asleep now will awaken from these various announcements, because they will not be able to turn a deaf ear away from this for much longer. It will be too overwhelming for them, just as at times it has been overwhelming for you in your awakening process. But you have become acclimated to these energies, become acclimated to these truths coming forward. That is why you are here. Yes, it is true that the timelines will be separating. And that when they do, there will be nothing that you can do to stop it. That may seem like doom and gloom for some of you, but it is reality that you will not be able to stop those that are not ready to turn to the light or even turn away from the illusion. They can be in the light and still be within the illusion. They will just find their way into another reality that is being prepared for them, for their purposes, for their individual purposes. It is not for you to convince anyone, but it is for you to assist when that need arises. And arise it shall. Those times now are becoming very short. And very soon, along with the announcements, will come a shattering of the illusion to many. And I use the term purposefully, shattering. Because many's comfort zone will be shattered to the far winds. They will not understand as you understand, but they will be ready to find the guidance that can come from you. That is what you are here for. That is your mission. To become the ascended ones, just as we have. To become the guides, the spirit guides, or even the physical guides that will continue to bring them forward and prepare them for the later stages of the ascension, or the later waves. You all have much guidance from those of us, from the Galactics, from the Agarthans. All are here for you. All you need to do is ask. Ask and ye shall receive. But you must ask. And when help is most needed, it will be there for you. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. and that the violet flame continues to purge out all of that old programming and continues to further and further break down that illusion, that illusionary veil that is only yet at this point just an illusion, not real. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana here. And we are ready to continue this program, this process, and continue to assist you in any way that we can, for that is what we are here for. We are here to serve in any way that is possible for you, without doing it for you. We are not here to take your place. We are here to just guide your place here. That is all. Do you have questions here for one who serves in Shoshana? And you can unmute your phones now at this point.
Hi, one who serves. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Excellent. I was listening to Saint Germain, and I'm not sure if you can divulge this, but I'm ready to be of service. And as he said, I'm asking how I can be of service besides just living my normal life. I just want to have some type of goal to work toward that's something I can see physically or hear. Just looking for guidance.
Yes, dear Thomas, it is in the asking that you receive. It is in the believing that you know. So let the process happen. You continue to attempt to look for a shortcut along the way in finding the answers from those of us or anyone else that would be willing to give you the answers. We cannot give you the answers. We can only help guide you to the answers, you see? And the answers, believe it or not, are within you already. You already have the answers. We just lead you to them. Hope you understand that. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We can share. May we share, dear brother?
Always.
Dear brother, when you say that you are ready to serve, in what capacity do you wish to serve?
In whatever capacity that my soul agreed to before I incarnated. And I'm wondering what my purpose is.
And what way do you serve now in your current moment, in your current life, day to day?
I help all that ask me to help. I love to teach, and whoever asks for help, I always try to say yes and help as much as I can.
And do you not see that that is serving?
Of course, I know that is.
And what way do you wish to expand that?
Something that I know is helping the ascension process.
All that each of you do, when you do it with love, when you do it with compassion, when you do it with opening your mind and attempting in every way to understand those which you serve, is moving consciousness forward. Ascension is a process of moving consciousness forward. Each time that you uplift an individual, a group, each time you uplift those that ask for help and you do not deny them, you do not walk from them, you do not ignore them, you are working toward upliftment of humanity. You are working toward the ascension process. What I think most people perhaps do not understand is that this is not some massive mission that is magnanimous and glorious. It is line upon line, as Edgar Cayce has told us. It is line upon line, thought upon thought. When you extend your hand to any individual, even with a smile, when you decide to love rather than hate, to understand rather than push back, you are uplifting humanity and raising the vibration. We find that most are doing that in their everyday lives. And in that process, they are moving ascension forward. Namaste.
Yes, and we would add here that you asked, what is your purpose? And others have asked that before, and we give mostly the same answer all the time. There is no one purpose. Purpose develops and changes as a result of doing, as a result of action. And as you continue to follow what you believe is your purpose in the moment, and you do follow it, then your purpose changes as a result of what you have done previously. So there is never any one purpose. It continually changes through divine timing here, you see?
I sort of see, yes. It's still going to be, as life goes, it's a process. So just trying to get the answers.
It is a process, yes. Would there be other questions here now?
Yes, this is Linda. I have a question.
Yes.
As we are guided every Sunday through the meditation and we speak and hear about the chakra, what has come to me as the correlation of the spin of the chakra as related to the spin of the DNA helix? And can you speak to us of the spin and the symbol of that, please? Thank you.
You are talking about the correlation here between your chakra centers and your DNA processes. Is that correct?
Yes, and also the shape of the helix itself, the spin, the double spin, the one direction and then the other.
Yes. And that is what would be considered in some ways a paradox here, that it can spin in both directions, just as your chakras can spin in both directions. And that is accurate. But what you must come to understand, as you are working with your chakra centers and receiving these various DNA downloads, as you have been calling them, then the DNA process is reactivating. And as it reactivates, and as you work with your chakras, as we have been doing with you each Sunday, see, we have been doing in some ways in this direction with you as well here, where we have been working with your chakra centers each time here and then changing it up little bits here and there. And that is in itself working with your DNA as well. It is reactivating. It is bringing the helixes back together, taking it from the dual helix and changing it or reactivating it to add the next one and then the next one, etc., etc. You see? Does this answer your question, or perhaps Shoshana has another perspective here?
That answers my question. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, Shoshana, do you have anything you add to that?
We wish to ask this one a question, if we may.
Yes, please.
Dear sister, what is your purpose in asking this?
Alignment and ascension.
Dear sister, are you asking then that in the perfection of the chakra system, the perfection of the physical system evolves?
Yes, that would be a good way to put it. I also believe that in the activation of the DNA and the vibration that is sent and felt, as I am out in nature, that it all connects and that my senses are activated. And that the sometimes just when I stand, I start to spin and sway. And so it's just all synchronicity and connection. Thank you.
And yes, dear sister, we would like to add our perspective to this, if we may.
Yes, go ahead.
You, dear sister, are very close to completely understanding the process. You must simply trust that what you are experiencing is accurate for your evolvement into the ascension. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, this is Lorelei. Hello, my dear ones.
Yes.
So I was at a family party the other day, and my niece, I'd like some clarification on this whole issue. My niece is a counselor, and she's teaching her 7-year-old daughter to swear appropriately, to cuss appropriately. And apparently appropriately means cussing not at another person, but just using cuss words. And this landed so poorly for me. And I'm not about the business of arguing, but our whole family had a conversation about it. And I was trying to express, I'm not quite sure what's there for me, but I know like when person gets to the ascended place, like say Robin Williams or whatever, they're being retrained not to use those cuss words or curse words. And what is the exact specific reason why that those are so dangerous, if they are? I mean, I believe that they are not a good idea to be teaching our children to use them. Can you say more about that?
What we can tell you is that they, words within themselves, do not hold meaning. It is the meaning that those that use them put with it. So it is not something that you do not hear us using those words, because we know that they are, they do not have the power that is required, that we need to bring forth here. And we tend to think also and realize your feelings as to how you would respond if we used some of those words, you see. So we do not use them. And it does not mean that they within themselves are anything that needs to be avoided, except that within the culture, within your particular society, it is not accepted for children to use these words, et cetera, et cetera, even adults for that matter. So it depends on the situation. There is no right or wrong. You must come to understand that. The right or wrong comes within the person that is perceiving whether it is right or wrong. You see? Shoshana, do you have perspective on this?
Yes, we do. May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, as we listen to this story, we see something much deeper that is occurring here. This one that you speak of, that wishes to teach her prodigy to express herself, there is a reason for this, you see. As the one that wishes to teach this daughter to express herself, has been suppressed? Has, over her development, been told not to express herself? Has been shushed? Has been told not to be demonstrative? So she has gone the other route, you see. She has decided, not only will I express myself, I will teach others to express themselves inappropriately. She is angry, you see. She is expressing this out of anger, but she does not know this. She does not know how deep this runs within her. So she is moving forward in a way that is inappropriate. She must find her own peace. She must find a way to forgive those that have suppressed her, that have shushed her over her lifetime, so that she may once again appropriately teach others, you see. The profession of counseling is entered into mostly because those that wish to become counselors need to be counseled the most, you see. Does this make sense, dear sister?
This makes every kind of sense. Can I just have a caveat here too, please?
Yes.
I thought that also, and this is what I tried to explain, that there's a certain vibration that we've put into these words now, so that even though, you know, you might say the word shit or whatever, and it would mean something anatomical, but we've put a vibration into them, a resonance, an energy. Is that at all correct?
Dear sister, of course it is. As one who serves gave, the meaning of a word is no meaning until the meaning is given by the one using it, you see. So the vibration of the one using it is what the sound emanates, what the sound vibrates at. We must emphasize here that this one that you speak of must deal with her own anger. If she is to resolve this issue within herself, what she is doing is harmful. We apologize for that directness, but the understanding that you have and that your family has that are attempting to stop her from this, understand that what she is doing is harmful. It's not only harmful to her daughter, but harmful to herself. She must look to herself and find resolution. This you cannot control, dear one, but you can voice your opinion to her and hope that
yes.
She hears. Namaste.
Thank you, dear. And
we would add here that it is all about vibration, and various words that have been used or are continuing to be used by those of the dark forces, certainly in terms of the word fear and hate, and other words, how the vibration within that, how you feel when you hear those words, and then when you hear the word love, and the different vibration that is within that. So it is all about vibration.
And what do you wish to add, dear one?
That I mean, I just want to check this again, because you keep saying, though, the person using it, but even if somebody's just throwing it out of their mouth, using it, they're not using it in a negative sense particularly, they're just using it, but the rest of us have come up with what that thing means, and so it's still not a good vibration because of all of the hearers combined, I think.
Yes, that is accurate,
okay.
Dear sister.
Okay, thank you, because her that was the argument that I was given, was that, well, they don't mean anything bad about it, blah, blah, but yeah, I don't know. It doesn't fly.
Yes, that is correct, dear sister. And we appreciate your concern. And we hope that you can help resolve this. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you,
and
dear.
There are other questions here.
I have a question.
Yes.
Hi. Those of us here in this group and those of us that are awakened don't believe all the propaganda around the COVID thing. but we are still, you know, partially living in this 3D matrix. And I was around vaccinated people, I was wondering if it's a benefit to our physical bodies to add certain nutraceuticals such as NanoSoma or pine leaf tea or anise or even ivermectin if we're around a lot of vaccinated people, or is it not necessary at all?
Again, this is all about vibration. And as you have a certain higher vibration, when we say you, we're speaking to all of you that are on this call and resonating to these words. As you have that higher vibration, then all of these things do not have any control over you. They cannot harm you. Now, the use of various higher vibratory chemicals and things or substances that are being introduced can be helpful, certainly, but only because you believe they are. It is all about belief. Remember the placebo effect. The placebo effect is very, very real. It is all about belief. And as you believe, so shall it be. So if you believe that there are these difficulties or spike proteins, as they are saying, from those that have been vaccinated, then indeed that will affect you. But if you do not believe it, and if you are at a higher vibration, then it will not affect you. You see? That is how this works. That is why we have been working so diligently with you, and why these waves of energy have been coming in and increasing and increasing and increasing the vibratory frequency here on the planet, that is preparing all of you or acclimating all of you to these higher energies. And as you acclimate to these higher energies and your consciousness raises as a result of this, then you do not have to be concerned about all the fearful vibrations that are being put out here. You see? Shoshana, do you have something you...
We would agree completely and do not see a point in adding. However, we wish to ask one question. May we ask?
Yes, you may. Yes.
Dear sister, we would ask that, they
mute.
Yes. Mute your phone, please. Dear sister, what do you believe?
Well, that's my question. I know my vibration is too high. I do not buy into the PSYOP about it. But I went to a holistic doctor and he checked some bruises on my arm and he says, "You're so healthy, don't worry, but you're fighting off some spike proteins because you've been around vaccinated people, unbeknownst to you," and he wants me to take ivermectin. And I actually don't know if that resonated to me. That's why I asked.
And now do you know if it resonates with you?
I think it does not resonate to me. It's a pharmaceutical, and my higher self has always kept me healthy.
We would ask, dear sister, that you listen to you and that you trust your guidance and that you trust your intuition. We would ask that you do that. You are always right. That being that decides what is right for them is the only counsel that is required, you see. So we would ask that you trust in your own higher guidance, and we believe that you do. Without us
yes.
telling you exactly what we think, it is all about trusting your own understanding of yourself. Namaste.
And please understand that all of this talk about spike proteins and viruses and vaccines and all of this will become a moot point as this ascension process continues on here. And you will move completely beyond that because that is all part of the illusion. And you are all moving past the illusion if you allow it.
And dear sister, we wish to add here. May we add?
Yes.
We are going to cross the line. We agree with you. We are always asked to do what we can to have the individual that wishes for information to find it within themselves. But we must say, we agree with you. We do not agree that this substance would benefit you. Namaste.
Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Very good.
Namaste.
Would there be other questions here before we release channel?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Yes, following up the advance, I had a very strong intuition to go to Mount Shasta. That is essentially what my higher self was guiding me to do. And I'd never been to Mount Shasta, so I was really excited. So I was scheduled to go. There was supposed to be a big activation. I was going with friends. There was a bunch of people going up there for July 4th weekend. Subsequently, the mountain caught on fire, so to speak, and was evacuated, and we had to cancel all of our plans to go to Mount Shasta. My question is, and I heard a lot of different things, but I think my internal curiosity, because I had such a strong intuition to go there internally, my question is, were those fires or the fires that are in around that Mount Shasta area specifically at that point in time over July 4th weekend, was that the work of nefarious forces? Was there something I had heard that it was actually a smoke screen or literally for higher beings coming out of Telos and out of Mount Shasta? I had heard that randomly. So I guess my question is really was that because everything seems so lined up and so just perfect to go, and at the last minute we canceled. So I am curious whether there was the dark forces at work there blocking something, or something was supposed to happen and they blocked it, or whether it was just a natural fire. And it's,
we will tell you this, it was not a natural fire. Much of these fires have been happening throughout. We need to please ask you to use your phone. Yes. Many of these fires that have been occurring are not naturally occurring. Some are, of course, and some are started by an errant camper or something of this nature. But
right.
Many of these, the larger fires, are happening as a result of you said, the nefarious forces that are creating these catastrophes here for various reasons, sometimes simply to misdirect those from looking at certain things that are occurring outside or beyond the illusion, or beyond the illusion they are trying to create here, you see? So it is not to say that this particular one, we will not answer that directly, because you must go within yourself and trust that in your case here, it was a more of a divine timing type of thing that occurred here, you see? So it is not something to be concerned about. If you are meant to go there, then you will. It is just the same as occurred with several here from this group, including this one we speak through, was going to go to Mount Shasta some time ago, last year as we find it. And at that time, they were all set to go, and the same exact thing happened. Fire. And they decided, several went, but some did not go, including this one we speak through. So there are various reasons for this, and it is all about divine timing. You were not meant to go yet. Okay. Shoshana, do you have something you add here for this?
We believe that you have sufficiently answered, and we agree with all that has been given. what we wish to add here. May we add, dear brother?
Absolutely.
Dear brother, the human is a curious being and wishes for finite answers when there are none. We will say that what one who serves gave in this his perspective, their perspective, is that it does not matter what the reason was for this, that it was not meant to be, you see. But what we find even further is that you long for the perfected vibration of that area. You long to participate and merge with the perfected vibration of that mountain. And we will tell you that you can have that without being there physically. Namaste.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Very good. We'll take one more question if there is, and then we move to your email questions.
I have a question.
Yes.
I don't know if you can answer or not, but my tenant here, he's applied for and received a grant from the Canadian government, and they keep pushing back the date he's supposed to get his money, and now it's till the end of July, and it just seems to line up with everything that's been going on. So I wondered if this grant is contingent on some dynamic changes going on. And, you know, is it being controlled by the white hats or the dark hats, for example?
We cannot answer that question directly about this one, but we can in terms of a collective understanding. And that various monies that are coming in or attempted to come in are being held off in various ways and for various reasons here. And it is not something that you need to be concerned about, because all of this is going to become alleviated quite rapidly here as we find it, as these announcements come forward, as the various things begin to shift more and more. And that is not only here in this country of America, but also in Canada and England and France and Europe and Germany and so on and so on and so on. All of the various countries of the world are coming together. And it is happening now, even behind the scenes that you are not aware of, where various factions or forces of light are coming together to bring this great changeover to this planet. Shoshana, do you have anything you add to this?
We can add here. May we add our perspective to this, dear sister?
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Dear sister, we must fall back on divine timing here. All things work together for good for those that wish to bring light upon the planet, for those that wish to bathe the planet in love and understanding. All things work together for good. So we will say that whatever is the result is here, it is purposeful, as this one that you speak of is being guided to do the right thing. You see, he is being guided to do what's right for himself and or herself. We believe that this is a male. Is this correct?
Is the one who asked this question still there? It appears we have lost that connection.
Are there others listening?
Yes, we're here. Yes, we can hear you.
Yes.
And only that one is lost.
It is all divine timing.
Yes.
Namaste.
Very good. we would ask now for your email questions.
Yes, thank you. I will start with the second question that I was given. Are there currently star seeds on Earth destined to become ascended masters?
Oh my goodness, yes. All of you, if you want, if you are ready, if you progress as you are intending to do. And certainly affirmative all the way here, yes. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
People add that all beings are destined for ascension, yes. And that all beings perhaps could live 50 more lifetimes on a planet such as this to achieve that. What we will say that mastership is a process that each individual achieves as they live their life as themselves. Namaste.
Very good. And the next question?
Yes. The next question is, in Australia and Canada, martial law is supposed to begin in August. And is this action from the dark or from the light forces?
We would say it is from both. In other words, those of the dark forces have their plan. They are planning to have lockdowns and virus scares and vaccine to everyone and all of this. This is part of their plan. And as they continue with their plan, those of the forces of light have their plan as well. And they are doing everything they can to go against the plans of the dark forces. And the various things that are planned, such as martial law, as you are saying here, or lockdowns and this type of thing, can be utilized by both sides. It can be started by that of the forces of darkness, but the light forces will be able to use it for their benefit as well. You see? Shoshana, do you have anything
to
add?
We do not. We do not.
Very good.
And the last question has to do with weather events around the world, earthquakes and floods. Floods in particular, is this just rain or is this a manufactured event happening in Europe and China? Thank you.
Much of it, as we find it, is manufactured in terms of bringing tumultuousness or disasters and this type of thing to various points of the world so that they continue to create fear and this type of thing. But it is also a natural occurrence at times in terms of much rain. And it is the Earth doing, Gaia doing what she needs to do to cleanse herself, you see? So it is a combination of things here. But remember, it is all part of God's plan, the divine timing, all part of the same here. Shoshana, do you add here?
We do not.
Very good. Then we are done with the questions for this time. Do you have any parting message?
We do not.
Then we are done, and we just simply encourage all of you to continue to see what is going on, to be aware of those things that are happening around you and within the illusion, so you can be of assistance to those who are ready in their awakening process when they are ready. But as you are aware of these things, do not become emotionally attached to them. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.